Listening 171. Listen and read. Sherlock Holmes and the Red-Headed League. Adapted from the Red-Headed League by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
My name is Dr. Watson. Maybe you've read some of my stories about the famous detective Sherlock Holmes. Well, here's a mystery to puzzle and entertain you. Sherlock Holmes and the Red-Headed League. It all started when I went to visit Sherlock Holmes at his flat in Baker Street, London. He had a visitor with him, but he told me to come in and listen to the man's story. I could see that Holmes was excited. He loves a good puzzle. I looked carefully at the man in his office, but the only interesting thing about him was his bright red hair. His name was Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson said that he had a small shop in Coburg Square. Although the business wasn't going very well, he'd recently employed a new assistant called Vincent. He couldn't really afford an assistant, but luckily Vincent had agreed to work for half the normal wages. Mr. Wilson said he was quite reliable, although he did spend a lot of time in the cellar. Anyway, 2 months before, the assistant had come into work saying, "Oh, Mr. Wilson, I wish I had hair like yours. I wish I had red hair." He said he'd seen an advert in the newspaper from the League of Red-Headed Men. It was for a good job, but the strange thing was, they would only give the job to a man with bright red hair. Well, Mr. Wilson needed the extra money, and he was sure that Vincent could look after the shop. He decided to apply. And although every red-haired man in London had come to ask about the job, as soon as the man in the office saw Mr. Wilson's hair, he gave him the job on the spot. All he had to do was sit and copy from the encyclopedia. As long as he didn't leave the office between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every day, he was paid a good wage. It went well for 8 weeks. Then, one morning, the office was locked. Mr. Wilson couldn't understand what had happened, so he came to Sherlock Holmes for help. Holmes was fascinated. He told Mr. Wilson to come back in 2 days. That afternoon, we went to see Mr. Wilson's shop. Holmes did 3 things. He tapped the pavement hard with his cane. He went into the shop to ask for directions. He walked around the block and noted the businesses on the other side. A shop, a restaurant, and a bank. Then he told me to meet him again at Baker Street at 10 o'clock that night. When I arrived that night, there were 2 men with Holmes. One was a policeman and the other was a bank manager. Holmes told them to come with us. He said that if they did what he said, the bank manager would save his gold and the policeman would catch a famous criminal. The bank manager let us into the bank. He unlocked lots of big, heavy doors. The bank was very safe. Finally, we arrived in a cellar full of gold. Holmes told us to sit and wait. We sat silently in the dark. Suddenly, while we were waiting, a small light appeared on the floor. Then the light got bigger, and one of the stones in the floor started to move. The bank wasn't safe at all. While we were watching, 2 men climbed up into the cellar. Quickly, Holmes put on the light. Then Holmes was shouting and the men were trying to escape. But Holmes had been clever. He'd asked 2 policemen to guard the door to Mr. Wilson's shop. He knew that they couldn't escape. The 2 men were arrested, and the bank kept its gold. Afterwards, I went back to Holmes's flat and he explained. The job advert for a red-headed man was so strange that he knew there must be something going on. When he heard about the new assistant, he was suspicious, especially an assistant who would work for so little. And when he saw the bank behind the shop, he realized that they were planning a robbery. We visited the shop, and Holmes recognized the assistant, who was a famous criminal. And he noticed that the man had dirty knees from digging in the cellar. He tapped the pavement to hear if it was hollow. Then Holmes was sure. He called the police and the bank manager, and he set his trap. Now he's very happy. Holmes loves puzzles, but really, he loves solving puzzles. I wish I was as clever as him.